very good morning to you, Eagle FM listeners. It's now exactly 6 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock, and it's the 18th of April, 2026. A beautiful, sunny Saturday in Windhoek, and it's actually cold. It was like cold today in the morning. I don't know, how is the weather in the other towns, but I think winter is here. Not I think, but winter is here already. My name is Francina Ngidengwa, and I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. You are now listening to Social Times, and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. Before we go into details, what I have for you today, you can listen to us via the Eagle FM app. You just go to the, go to Play Store, and then you, download our Eagle FM app for free, and then, you are good to go to listen to any show that you would love to listen to. Also on our website, you can go to our, website, that's www.eaglefm.com.na, www.eaglefm.com.na, and, you can tune in and listen to any show that you love to listen to, or any show that you have missed. You are more than welcome to just search the date, the name of the show, and then you are good to go and listen if you have missed the show or you'd love to listen to it again. And we not only that, but we also have the Villager newspaper that always comes out on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. That's Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And there's wonderful stories that you can read in our Villager newspaper. And if you don't find yourself receiving the newspaper, you can obviously just subscribe to our Villager newspaper, and you are good to go to be updated with what's happening within and out of the borders. Now, like I said, I'll be taking you through the hour of until the hour of 11 o'clock. But before we dive deeper into what I have for you today, we are just going to go for a musical break. We'll be right back to stay tuned. We're going to have a listen to R. Kelly, The Storm Is Over Now.
I was in a tunnel and couldn't see the light. Whenever I look up, I couldn't see the sky. Sometimes when I'm standing, it seems like I done walked for miles. And my heart could be crying, dead in the middle of a smile. But then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains. I hollered help 'cause I was lost. Then I felt the strong wind. Heard a small voice saying the storm is over.
The storm is over now.
And I can see the sunshine
somewhere beyond the clouds.
I feel heaven, yeah.
Heaven is over me.
Come on and set me free. Whoa. In the midst of my battle, all hope was gone. Downtown in a rush crowd, and felt all alone. And every now and then I felt like I would lose my mind. I've been racing for years, and still no finish line. Oh, but then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains. I hollered help 'cause I was lost. Then I felt the strong wind. And then a small voice saying the storm is over.
The storm is over now.
And I can see the sunshine
somewhere beyond the clouds.
I can feel heaven.
Heaven, yeah, is over me. Ooh,
come on and set me free. Somehow my beginning stepped right in. Then faith became my friend. And now I can begin on the voices of a wind.
when it's saying,
saying.
Storm is over. Just set me free. The storm is over.
The storm is over now.
And I can see the sunshine.
Somewhere beyond the clouds.
I can feel heaven, yeah.
Heaven is all of me.
Won't you come and set me free? Won't you come and set me free?
Think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart and I know that it is love. Was brighter than tomorrow, and if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world.
Make a better world. Make it a better place.
And that was the sounds of Michael, the late Michael Jackson, Heal the World. It's exactly 19 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. A very good morning to you, Eagle FM listeners. If you've just tuned in, you are listening to Social Times, and I'm your host, Francine Ngidengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 11 o'clock. Before we went for that musical break, I did mention that if you are not finding yourself by the radio and you'd love to listen to us or tune into our Eagle FM frequencies, you can download the Eagle FM app. Just go to Play Store and you download the Eagle FM app and you are good to go to listen to whichever show you'd love to listen to. And we also have the website, that's www.eaglefm.com.na, www.eaglefm.com.na, and you can tune in to any show that you'd love to listen to and also catch up with any show that you have missed or you'd love to listen to again. You are more than welcome. You just as long as you know the date, the name of the show, then you are good to go. And we also don't only have that, but we also have our Villager newspaper that always comes out on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. That's Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We have wonderful stories in the paper. And you can also subscribe to the Villager newspaper if you are not, getting the paper, and then you'll always be updated with what's ever happening within our country and internationally also. Now, what I have for you today, listeners, is something that I have seen or heard of people discussing about. And then I thought of, why don't I bring up this topic on air and also have the views of our listeners on what's their intake on this topic. And the topic is on, why do we spend more on the debts than taking people out of poverty? Why do we spend more money on the debts than taking people out of poverty? So this is something that someone has asked one day, that, you know, nowadays people are in need of help, né? And you know, when someone is in need of help, now I'm referring to maybe in terms of financial help, where maybe they need startup capital or registration fees or tuition fees, whatever it has to do with, as long as it involves finance. And nowadays, the only way to make contributions, also weddings and all that, it's by creating groups, you know, so that contributions can be made, and then this person can be helped in any way they would love to. So now you would find that someone passes on, and that same day a group is created, right? So contributions can be done and all that. So within that day, you'd find even up to 3,000, 4,000, like, contribute just in a day. And a week, it can even go up to 70,000. Depends on how much people contribute, the members and the friends and whoever is willing to contribute. And so much comes out of it. And then you'd find someone that's in need of financial assistance. Yeah. Maybe they need tuition fee, registration fee, or just finance for something or money for startup capital, because they are tired of maybe being seated at home and they need money just to start up something, or maybe to just, you know, buy, bill, sell, resell clothes, perfumes, hair, whatever it is, start up something just to be earning something because they are tired of being home or something. And then it will take a month to get that certain amount that they need. Let me use an example of maybe like outstanding fees. You know, it's now graduation season, and someone has an outstanding fee that they need to pay in order for them to graduate and all that. So maybe let me say, for example, this person needs $10,000, and it's needed like in a week's time, you know, because obviously they have been trying to get funds here and there, but then it's now it they have been trying, but the amount is not getting up or catching up. So they decided, no, let's create a group so we can see if we'll be assisted like more faster. And this group is created, but it's still, they're still just an outstanding of a 3K or a 2K. Ne? But if the same person that needed assistance to pay the outstanding amount to graduate or not only just to graduate, but just to finish paying up to write exams and all that, they'll end up and then they decide to commit suicide, or they just end up, they just pass on. That same day, that amount that was outstanding will be available within hours. And now this is a question that someone also asked as to why is it like that? Why is it like this? Someone that's in need of the money, it will take ages for it to be raised, the exact amount that's needed. But someone that just passes on right now, within a week, it will be triple or double the amount that the person needed to do any certain thing. So that's what we're going to talk about as to why is it like this? Why does it take time to contribute to help this person to do what they need to do, or to pay up their tuition fee for registration and all that. But someone that passes on right now, so much money will be contributed within hours, within days, not weeks, but days, you know? And so we're going to look into the reasons to why all this happens, and I will also give you, the listeners, to come through and also share with us why do you think this happens? Why is it happening? You know, and hearing from what people have been saying, they're from their perspectives, they are saying that sometimes the reason why when it comes to burial, they want to send off their person with respect, which is needed. Yes, it's needed to send off your loved ones with respect and all that. But now, what about also this person that needs financial help in doing something? And someone else also said that it's because you'd find that they feel guilty, you know, they feel guilty that they have failed to help this person when they're alive, so now they are trying to pay up that what they have failed to do. Now the question is, now will this person still see, since you said you failed to do what you're supposed to do when this person was alive, now what's the point if this person is dead and they can't see what you are doing? Then the answer again says that it's the respect. So, and another thing is also because, you know, this thing of what do people say? The sending of, you know, you are doing it regarding about what the society would say of, that burial was there was no food, or it was full, but they couldn't occupy everyone. The hospitality was bad. You know, so many things, you know, because even nowadays we do things for the people and not because we are willing to, but we even end up going in debt just to prove to everyone that burial was the best. Everything was expensive and all that, you know. So there are certain reasons to why we are all doing this. And also another thing is, also jealousy. You know, most have fear of if I help this person to succeed, you know, to end up finishing they pay up the tuition fee, they graduate, they get a job. You have a fear of, they'll end up, it's like a competition. You feel that, no, now this person gets that graduates and gets that job, that means, he or she might overtake me in life. Now everyone will be looking up on him or her because now she'll be earning more than me and what and all that. You have the fear. But instead of helping also this person so they can also, you know, become someone and also, you know, help the next person that's coming from behind them. Now you have the fear of this person will be living the best life and you don't want it, or that certain auntie or uncle is jealous because they have the fear of their kids now will be the ones unemployed at home. This one now gets their qualification. They'll be able to apply for a job and end up working, and mine will still be home and all that. The other one is like, no, my kids are all unemployed and they ended in grade 8 or grade 9 or grade 10. Who is he or she to complete and graduate? And, you know, all those things also leads to that. But if this person that's graduating or who needs to pay up to write exams decides to commit suicide right now, they'll willingly contribute. They'll be even fast to do so. Now, there's so many questions to the why is all this happening around us? Why is all this happening within family members? And, you know, reasons to why all this is happening. So we're going to go deeper into this, and I'm also going to give you, the listeners, a chance to also contribute and share with us to why. Why is this happening? Why is it like this? Why is everything, when it comes to someone that's normal with us, it's very, very fast to bring up. But someone that's in need of assistance is going to take a month or 2 months to pay up or finish what they're busy with doing. And we have the fear of this person of succeeding in life and leaving us there. And the fear is also there, and the jealousy and, the pride. There's just so many things involved in all this. So, high burial expenditures despite poverty, like I said at the beginning, it's driven by social pressure, cultural tradition, and a desire to accord dignity to the deceased. Many feel compelled to host lavish funerals to avoid shame, to show respect or honor religious beliefs, leading to debt for families already in financial distress. And these costs often stem from high fees for caskets, embalming, and funeral stuff. So now you know that you are already in debt, and you are trying by all means to make sure that it should be the best funeral ever. And now you don't know anymore if it's you really want to send off your loved one with respect, or is this you are doing it for the society? Because, people talk, now you want to, the talking, you want to be the positive one and not the negative one. I mean, people will always talk. Now you do that for the society and then you end up being financially stressed. The whole family is now, there's no, money, and the whole family is stressed on this, and you are all there stuck. So now the people that you are trying to, that you're trying to, what's the word? Who the word has gone? Has left my mind. Nevertheless, you know that when you are doing this, trying to prove to the society that you are able to and all that, and then now these people that you are trying to prove to that you are able to do it, or your family is able to do it, and sometimes it's just a small family, and now you are there and you are going out through the financial struggles and you are scared, or you have the fear of going to borrow or ask here and there because you had the lavish funeral ever in town or in the village, and it's shaming that you going to borrow money the next day, knowing very well that you had the best funeral ever in the village or in town, and now people wonder as to, oh, but what about the funeral that you just had or held last week, and it was the best of the best? Couldn't you leave something behind rather than trying to do something just to prove or to show the society that you have all the money or you are able to do it and all that, So there's so many to look into this. And another thing is that now the different sources of money, funerals are usually paid by, for family, paid for by family members, and, and not the government, obviously. And that money is private, you know. So people are choosing how to spend their own savings. Programs that reduce poverty rely mostly on public funds, you know. And now this is the taxes and the budgets, which are limited and contested. You know, a funeral is not something planned for. Someone passing on is not something planned for. It's just something that you were just, it was just an ordinary day, and then you just hear one of your loved ones has passed on. So you didn't prepare for this, right? But the money, the way the money just comes out from people's pockets very fast. But then this person that needs financial help, okay, a funeral is not planned for. Someone passing was not planned for, like I said. But this person that needs financial help maybe approached you or created a group weeks ago. But it was going through a slow motion. It was, you know, it was not fast. The money was not being contributed fast. And imagine maybe the due date is next month, but the contributions, not even in 50% yet of contributions, but you are aware of it because there's a group. And you know, baby, okay, I have that niece of mine that needs assistance with financial assistance in paying up their tuition fee or paying out what they have so they graduate. And this is where someone, as a family, should now hurry, because you know that, no, we want this person to graduate, get a job and be able to assist the next ones coming behind from them, the siblings and anyone else that would also need financial help. At least this person that we have helped will also, it will add, you know, to the ones that are employed. Now, you guys are failing to help these certain people from completing their, education or from finishing their, from finishing to pay up so they graduate, so that they can at least also meet you halfway. Now, if you end up deciding not to help these people, yeah, that are not self-funding, for example, and you know that you are just four or five that are employed in the family. Now, until when? Now, every time there's a problem, it's just on your shoulders, and then you end up becoming financially distressed because it's too much for you. But if you had only helped this person or these members or these kids or whoever needs financial help in doing what they need to do to also become someone in life and also help the next person to come, then it wouldn't be distressing to you, because then now you know that, no, this niece of mine and nephew and daughter and you know, uncle, you know, some a young uncle and a young auntie have completed. So now I'm gonna, at least now the next step is, you know, help them get a job or something, and then they can add to us that now are employed. At least now will be seven or eight. And then the amount of money that you used to, you know, get, deducted, or the amount of responsibilities that you had to do, at least now if you had five responsibilities, at least now you would share, you know, with the rest of the ones that have been added to the ones that are now employed in the family and all that, you know. But because you have the jealousy and you have the fear of now everyone will be looking upon him or her, and they won't notice me anymore, pardon me, now you say that, no, I'm not gonna help. Let them just see how far they would go. So this is all what, you know, so many reasons to why would find all this happening. But like I said at the beginning, if this person decides to just end their life right now, that amount of money, the 2001 for the person was looking for or needed, contributed, pardon me, within days, not even within days, even a day or two, but it was taking forever to get it when they're alive. We are going for another musical break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned. Do not leave this frequency.
I was a child before. for life removed all the innocence. My father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. 'Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her even more than me. I know I'm praying for much too much, but could you send back the only man she loved? I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying to dance with my father again.
Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
I know work late, but you didn't wake up. My bones ache, bleeding the place up. Sometimes I wonder if you know I'm there. Sit down, take off my makeup, lay down, but you don't wake up. Sometimes I wonder if you even care. I can't remember the last time you told me I'm beautiful. And I can't remember the last time that you said anything at all. I'm a woman, a woman with a heart. I deserve your love. I'm not some girl, don't know what she wants. I'm a woman, I need to be touched. I need to be being just your woman is not enough. I hope that you don't wake up when it's too late to make up. You'll be the one that's alone and that's so sad. In time, you'll find somebody. The truth is, she'll never be me. That's when you're gonna miss what we have, yeah, yeah. All I really needed to hear was beautiful. All I really needed to hear was anything at all. I'm a woman, a woman with a heart, yeah. I deserve your some girl don't know what she wants. I'm a woman, I need to be touched. I need to be loved. 'Cause being just your woman. I'm your lady, you gotta treat me like.
That's how I feel, but I have not the words yet to explain. Gone is the grace for expressions of passion, but there are worlds and worlds of ways to explain, to tell you how I feel. But I am speechless, speechless. That's how you make me feel. When I'm with you, I am far away, and nothing is for real. When I'm with you, I am lost for words. I don't know what to say. My head's spinning like a carousel. So silently I pray. Helpless and hopeless, that's how I feel inside. Nothing's real, but all is possible.
how I feel. But in your presence, I am lost for words. Words like I love you.
Minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. We have 5 minutes to the hour of 10 o'clock. If you've just tuned in, you are listening to Social Times with Francine Angie Dengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 11 o'clock. And I was busy talking about why do we spend more money on the dates than taking people out of poverty. It's not wrong spending money on your loved ones, because you have to send them off with respect, right? Like I said at the beginning. But the question is to why on the other side now also, when it comes to someone that needs financial help, this is now for an example of when it's contributions that needs to be made. You know, there are groups that are always created so that everyone is in, added to the group, and then contribute with whatever amount that you are able to do. So not only family members, but also friends are also, you know, involved in this and all that. And then you give what you can give, and you would find that within a day or two, the amount of money that's contributed is a lot. And you'd find that someone that needed this money also, like someone, let me use an example, like I'm using this as an example that I've seen someone that has used that. The same person that you are contributing for needed that amount of money to do something, you know. Now, let's say the cause of death of this person committed suicide. And, this same person needed the money to do something, maybe tuition fee or registration, or just start up a business or something. And it took ages to get this amount of money, or someone needs to graduate and they have this outstanding amount, but it took weeks, months for this money to be contributed. And someone's burial is not something that has been prepared for, you know, not something that has been planned for. But within that week, such amount, more than what the person needed, has been contributed. So that's the question of the day, as to why is it like this? Why is this happening? Why does it happen this way? And you can come through. Our studio line number is 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. Share with us your views and opinion on this topic discussion of today, as to why do we spend more on the debts and taking people out of the poverty. I have mentioned some of the reasons to why before we went for the musical break, and we're going to go more in details as to, because there's so many reasons to why we do all this. And before we end for the musical break, I have touched on that you'd find that some of the reasons to why this is done, it's because of to honor religious beliefs, to avoid shame, to show respect, to avoid all the gossips and all that. So many reasons to why all this is happening. And before we proceed to the next thing, I'm gonna play an audio from one of my colleague that shared on his opinion on this, as to why you'd find that some spend money, why do we spend money on the dates than taking people out of poverty.
Yeah, very good morning to you, Eagle FM listeners. And thank you very much for this opportunity that I have to shed more light regarding this issue, which is observed, you know, most especially if there is a family that have a loved one who lost their lives, that people are quick to respond in contributing financial means or in availing financial means to help in the, you know, arrangement leading towards the burial of that individual. But when that person was alive, it's difficult for that person to get help. And you find it even more interesting to say that people will even slaughter their cows, buy food in excess, when even that individual lost their life due to hunger. And I can even say more, because you will find that maybe that person was somebody who helped a lot of people excel in life. It could be somebody was well off and then in the process ended up losing everything. And while he was well off, he educated a lot of people, but none of those desired to look back and come back to assist this individual. So those are the things which happen in life. And for some of us, we will not make it to anybody's status, but only after losing their life, they will make it, and then people will put it on their status. But while that person is alive, none whatsoever will happen to put that individual on their status. Okay, so now let us break it down in discussion. Why is this happening? I found that within a character of a human being, there is a character of selfishness in excess. But you find it that in some people it's low, in some people it's in the middle. If we have to use some forms of measurement for you to have a clear picture of what exactly am I saying, and in some people it's in excess. Okay, so now why am I saying so? It's because if people are contributing money in a form of assisting in a burial of someone or in the funeral of someone, just watch carefully. Just watch carefully who is going to, in the end, to benefit from that. It is themselves. They are buying booze, for example, for them to go and drink it. They are buying alcohol for them to go and drink it. They are buying soft drinks. It's them who is going to drink it. They are buying food, meat, potatoes to make potato salad. Who is going to eat it? It's them. So it has nothing to do with that person who died. So this is a character of selfishness. For one could have easily bought alcohol and food to go and drink it at their house. So it basically have nothing to do with a deceased person, because you will see it easily. After they bury, you will find the people laughing in the same house where people are crying. You will find people are laughing, they are making jokes. They will easily forget about you after burying. The very same people were crying. So, what do you call that? is selfishness. Everything have to do with themselves. So this is why I said, you will find that nowadays people are selfish. Okay. Secondly, you will find that for the person who is well off and such situation happened that they lost their loved one, you will see that their friends are going to come around and contribute money in excess. What does that mean? That means that people, when they are contributing to you because you are well off, you are well known, you have a good bank account, a good balance in the bank account, it basically just means that people are doing it, they are sending a message to say that one of the day they are also going to face a similar situation and they will expect you to do the same. So they are doing it, but they are also doing it for themselves to say, I'm doing this for recognition. If you don't believe what I'm saying, just answer the following question. Why do they have to keep a book? People contribute, but then they have a book who contributed and who didn't contribute. And also, why is it when poor people die, none whatsoever want to contribute? You see, if there's a poor person there, you find that the family will struggle to bury that person. Why don't people in the community just volunteer to contribute? If there's nobody well off in that house, then that family, few people are going to come and assist. Few, very few people. If people realize that there's no food there, there will be very much few people who will come and assist. You know? So, people are doing it for recognition, to be recognized, to say, okay, I'm doing this, but maybe tomorrow, you never know what will happen to me. Maybe I will need help. Then you guys must also come on board. This is what it is. So, it's a pity that these things are happening and that we moved away from humanity. For somebody who's genuinely wanting to assist somebody, they will not desire to keep a book, to be written, to recorded in the book that this is what they record, they contributed. If I want to assist somebody, I don't want to be recorded in a book. Okay? Nobody must record me in a book. I want to be discreet with what I'm doing. Okay? Because I don't want to be recognized. But you know, some people can even call the media there. They can even call the media and make an announcement. This is the amount of money they assisted. For what? Okay? They want to sound the trumpet in assisting somebody. Yeah, so now you follow the story, you realize that this person, when they were sick, there was nobody to take care of them. They were in the hospital, nobody was willing to go and assist. But immediately when the person is dead, then you find there lots of cars. And I want you to picture these two things. This person was getting married, and all of a sudden, everybody's saying their vehicle doesn't have petrol. But you picture it, if this person die, then everybody is the one who want to carry the body. So it also on the other side leading to conclude that there are also a lot of people who just always want to help when the person is dead than when a person is alive. And I mean, I can perfectly attest to that, because in my life, especially after I wrote grade 12, I mean, I really struggled. And when I say struggled, I really struggled. I really, really struggled to make ends meet, to get somewhere in life. Where there was even a time I was told, you, it's high time you go out there and you fend for yourself. You know, we can't be responsible of anything that they have to do with you anymore. So that was a message I got after I wrote grade 12, and I took it serious. I went out there. I did things on my own. There were times that I requested for people to assist me, and they never came on board. And I remember when I went to grade 12, I mean, when I went to get university, my sister sent me 4,000. And it's that 4,000 which really assisted me to reach the level. Just that 4,000 she sent me. Along the way I had some other needs, because you have to pay tuition fees. It was a time 11,000 per year. And you have now to think about transportation to and from classes. You have to think about your food and cosmetics. So I learned to do that on my own. And, you know, I will give somebody a call, they will not answer. I will send them a text, they will not reply. And I got to have peace with that. I became peaceful with it. I realized if I depend on people, I might end up disappointed one day. So I decided to do it all on my own. But if you picture it on the other side, if somebody will pass away, then you will find that help will be immediately come. They will immediately decide to contribute. But it was not supposed to be so. It was supposed to be that a person is assisted when they are alive. Then when they are dead. Because, to be honest, that help doesn't go to the person who's dead. It basically benefits those who are alive. So I think there is a change in the way people behave nowadays. People develop the sense of, you know, carelessness and lost a sense of humanity. And it's high time that we go back to the core values of ethics. Do unto others as you want others to do unto you, which is the fundamental statement, ethical statement. So, for that to happen, it has to start with me and you. You know, there's a need for us, one of the day, to take time and reflect on these things we are hearing. What is my position on this? Am I the one who behave like this? Even if you don't, it must be a lesson to say in the future you don't behave like that. And everybody, if everybody does the same, then this is how the world changes. You know? So, society is corrupted. And you see that what is wrong is right. What is right is wrong. And this is evident. I mean, I attended a recent event, and it's supposed to be something like a retreat. It was a lot of journalists who came together at one of a resort, and you know, after that some people were drinking, and then they were playing music, and I was just sitting there on my own. And then all of a sudden somebody came to me and said, "Why are you just here quiet? As if you are still thinking about work." And she said something very interesting. She said, You know what, if you die, no, everybody will forget about you even before you are buried. And she gave an example. She said that there was a lady who died in their workplace, and before they went for the funeral, they already saw the advertisement for her position. So, this is how people think nowadays. And it's high time that we change the way we behave. Because none of us listening to this program would love that to be done to us. I mean, how can somebody be eating from the dustbins, sleeping in the streets, wearing filthy garments, and then that person die, you put that person's body in a coffin of $10,000, you put a tombstone on the grave, you slaughter cows? I mean, so you have audacity to do this to this very same person who was homeless, who was sleeping in the streets. Come on, no way. It's better we do this to people who are alive than when they pass away. And you will see it. People are struggling to have houses, or to have at least to have paved streets, or to have a deco in their locations, a deco of nice trees, you know, nice grass, you know, recreation areas. But go to the cemeteries. Go to the cemeteries. You will find, you know, very nice trees, well taken care of. There's a nice grass. There's a nice roads in the cemetery, you know, streets in the nice roads in the cemetery, well taken care of. There's a guard You know, for those who don't know, there are cemeteries and there's a God who's guarding those cemeteries. Come on. And while those people are alive, you know, they are victims of crime, for example, and seems like nobody cares. You know, quite recently, just yesterday, I was in a negotiation. I mean, in a discussion with somebody who drives a Yango cab, and he told me that recently he survived a robbery where he picked up a guy. He was requested to go and pick up someone, and then the guy came in and he said he wanted to add a stop to pick up a lady, and it happened. And then he said again he wanted to add up a stop to pick up a guy, and the guy came into the vehicle. Then they took him to a place where there's a cul-de-sac. Okay, there's a cul-de-sac in that area, so he couldn't quickly make also a quick U-turn. So when he went there, he was the guy at the back grabbed him and the lady took her phone and ran. And while he was struggling with this guy holding his neck, he remembered that he had a gun. But the gun was on safety. So he took a gun with one hand and he started shooting to this guy. So, but the bullet can't come out because it was on safety. So this guy ran and he went after him, and the lady was looking at this development from a distance, and he realized the boyfriend was in trouble. So the lady came back, apologized, gave the phone, and he decided to take their cell phone. He decided to take them to the police. And what happened? Apparently, at the police, he was told to give their phones back, and the other guys, they were told to apologize to him, and he refused. So, according to him, the police wanted this issue to be resolved without him opening a case. So, and imagine if this guy was killed. Probably the response could have been different. It could have been different. So this is what is happening, and I feel like it have to be changed.
Born Sky on the beat.
Told my love that love. She talks out the cuckoo. She want know the cuckoo. Yeah. But I want to give you some love. She talks out the cuckoo. She still want know the cuckoo. Yeah. If money no day, now wait till she can. Oh. She tell me, say she got run away. She got run many bad away. Yeah. I said, rubber don't day, the baby come the mail. See, the baby don't come again. You don't forget back in a days. I've been the beg you to try. Reason with me. If I don't get today, I go get them tomorrow. I be you want make a die. Be no easy for me. If I don't get today, I go get them tomorrow.
Money, two for the two, three for the shorty. Now I don't blow. remember, remember the month of December. No love, no care, no tender. You rejected my love cause I was broke. I've been the enter Okada high. From me to Mata, straight to another. How I wish, say, you believe me. Back then in Bagualada, those days in Junior Abuja. You insist, you don't need me. Can I try everything to spend my life with you? Yeah. I've been the beg you to try. Reason with me. If I don't get today, I go get them tomorrow. I be you one make a die. It no easy for me. If I don't get today, I go get them tomorrow.
Say one for the money, two for the dough, three for the shorty. Now I don't blow. One for the money.
Now waiting she get. Now so she say she go run away. She go run very far away. As the rubber don't day, the baby come the bell. See the baby don't come again. You don't forget back in a day. I've been the beg you to try. Reason with me. If I don't get today, I go get them tomorrow. I be you one make a die. It no easy for me. If I don't get today, I go get them tomorrow. I've been the beg you to try. Reason with me. If I don't get today, I go get them tomorrow. I be you one make a die. It no easy for me. If I don't get today, I go get them tomorrow.
Yeah. Cyber threats are no longer just an IT problem. They are a risk to our national security and the core of our economy. Join various leaders and industry stakeholders at the 3rd Namibia International Cybersecurity Conference and Exhibition, NICSC 2026, taking place from the 22nd to the 24th of April at Arabush Travelodge in Windhoek. Corporate early bird registrations close on the 31st of March. So register now at dstech.com.na. NICSC 2026. Securing Africa's digital future.
Now, so we they go. If you define it, woman, pretty woman, that perfect woman, we go there by your side. That God fearing woman, that kind of woman, brother, go build on yourself. If you define it, perfect woman, we go deep by your side. That God-fearing woman, that kind of woman, brother, go build on yourself. Cause nobody's perfect. Oh yeah. Yele, 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 yele. Nobody's perfect now. Oh yeah. Yele, yele. If you define that rich man, sister, go build on yourself.
Girl that can do the things you do. So
Exactly 39 minutes past the hour of 10. If you have just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Fansinangi Dengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 11 o'clock. Before we went for the musical break, we had to listen to one of my colleagues that was sharing with us his opinion on the topic discussion that I have today, and that's why do we spend more on the debts than taking people out of poverty. You can also call us in studio on 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. Share with us your views and opinion on the topic discussion of today, and I had the question of the day as to the question of the day as to why do we find that more is spent on the debt then rather than taking out people out of poverty, what are the reasons to why this happens? And there's so many reasons to it, right? Because I have mentioned most of the reasons at the beginning when I have started off with this, that you would find that most do it out of showing respect. Many feel compelled to host lavish funerals to avoid shame or to honor religious beliefs. And this also now leads to debt for families that are already in financial distress. So this cost, you know, often stem from high fees for caskets, embalming, and funeral stuff. Now, I also spoke on the different sources of money whereby funerals are usually paid for by families and not governments, and the money is private, so people are choosing how to spend their own savings. Programs that reduce poverty rely mostly on public funds. These now, for example, taxes or budgets, and this is which are now limited and contested. So also now another thing is the cultural and emotional importance. You know, you'd find in many societies funerals are deeply tied to respect, religion, and closure. So many people may spend more than they can afford because they feel a strong obligation to honor loved ones. That emotional pressure can now outweigh the practical concerns. So now you'd find you know, one is not trying to show their loved one the love because they have the guiltiness of that. No, when this person was alive, I failed to meet them halfway here. Now you feel like it's the best way to fulfill what you're supposed to do while they're alive. But the question is, now while you are doing it, since now they are no more, you're not doing it because they are no more. How will they know that you have tried to help them or meet them halfway if you're only doing it now because this person is no more? You know? And, also another thing is that poverty is, you know, complex and long-term. So lifting people out of poverty isn't a one-time expense. It requires a sustained investment in education, healthcare, jobs, infrastructure, and governance. So that's harder to find and manage than a single event like a funeral. Another thing, also the inequality and policy choices. You know, in some places, governments do spend heavily on social programs, but results vary depending on corruption, efficiency, and economic conditions. So in others, poverty reduction simply isn't prioritized enough politically. So now you also find that globally, governments and organizations actually spend far more on social services and development than on funerals. But, you know, funerals are very visible and personal, while poverty spending is spread out and less noticeable. This is actually a correct point as well. And another thing is that you'd find that the emotional guilt and proof of love can also be that. That's why you'd find that society often spends more on the dead than on lifting people out of the poverty. And you know, people often equate high spending with a level of love or respect shown to the deceased, and this often now can be an attempt to make up for. Before I continue, we have an ad coming up. We'll be right back to stay tuned.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, moving on where I have left off before the ad break. Like I was saying, on the emotional guilt and a proof of love, people often equate high spending, you know, with a level of love or respect shown to the deceased. This, is often an attempt to make up for perceived shortcomings while the person was alive, such as not visiting enough or not giving enough support. So now you would find that now that this person is no more, you know, and you now try to by all means do what you were supposed to do while they were alive. You know, I think it's something one would always come across to if you have experienced such a thing whereby one of your loved ones have passed on, and maybe you have tried here and there, but then there's always something that you've wanted to fulfill, but then because of the struggles here and there, you couldn't do it. But now when they've passed on, and then you have that guiltiness of, you feel bad that you wish you had done this before they were alive. You know, you only notice something when this person is no more. It's when you know that this person is no more, and what you wanted to do, you're unable to do it because of A, B, and C. Now, you go extra miles by all means to even overdo what you're supposed to do when they were alive, because now they are no more and you want to pay up your guilt and all that. But then on the other side, this person can almost see this, you know. They can't see what you are doing for them. I always used to say that I wish the dead could see like what's being done, you know, at their burials, just to see who their loved ones, who they really are and what's going on. Because, you know, it's so sad that you don't know. It's only between the dead, this person that has passed on, and the family members and the friends, those around this person that knows that this person really cared, or this person did this and this and that. But now, because this person is no more, and they are now, everyone is trying to help here and there, meet the family members halfway, the friends and all that, and they don't know what's going on. They can't see what's happening, you know. Just for you to know that, okay, maybe when the person was alive, was all this really that much, or is it only now because they are no more? And you would find someone also saying that, someone that was saying that, you know, you'd find someone that's suffering. I think this is also what one my colleague has said in the audio that we're listening to. You find someone that's going through with this and that's suffering here and there. Hmm? And you'd be like, this person, this person showed like they were coming from a family that's really, really like struggling, you know. And then just to see at this person's burial, the funeral, when the day has come now. And then you get to, you know, obviously the funerals, family members are introduced, like, how is this person related to this disease, and you'll be shocked, because you'll be like, this person that used to sleep in the streets, or this person that used to suffer like this, but he has a family that has uncle who and uncle who and auntie who and cousin who that are well off, but they couldn't help this person. But now when this person is no more, so much is being done. They are being buried in an expensive coffin. The cows that have been killed on the during the funeral, I mean the burial and the funeral and everything. They even almost up to the amount of cows that are killed on weddings. Pardon me, and all that. So you'll be shocked that the cows that are being killed, and maybe this person also needed help. You'd be like, if they could just sell two cows, they would have assisted this person or met this person halfway, and all that. You know, so it's such a shock. I remember even someone was like, I wish the dead could rise and see what's happening. I know some of them would be shocked that, so my family really has money, but they couldn't meet me halfway when I needed this help. But now I have no more. The way they are running, the way they are volunteering, giving all whatever they can to make sure that it's the best out of the best. And everyone, you know, it will be the talk of the day in the village, in town, everywhere. So there's so many reasons why all this is done or that's being done. And sometimes also, you know, helplessness, you know, bereaved individuals are emotionally vulnerable, making them less likely to shop around for lower funeral costs. So you'd find that they often give funeral directors a blank check, and then the industry, which is a for-profit business, really prioritizes low cost options. So also another thing is that lack of planning could also be one of the things that you'd find that because many people avoid talking about death, they are unprepared for the cost when it happens. So this panic leads to poor financial decisions, because now you are going through the life of the person that you have lost and all that. You hardly have that much of planning. You know, when everything is done, or after something is done, then it's when you know that, okay, here we went wrong, there we went wrong, and all that. And also the scarcity mindset in poverty. You know, people in extreme poverty face a scarcity mindset that causes them to focus on immediate survival rather than the long-term investment, making it difficult to escape the poverty trap and all that. We have exactly 7 minutes to the hour of past. So yes, to the hour of 11 o'clock, and if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francine Angitengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 11 o'clock. So exactly 7 minutes until we hand over to the next program, that's Mind Matters, and from there, from 11 to 1, and from 1 to 4, it will be William of Historic with Francine Angitengwa. Now, before we I come and round up everything that we have, but before that, you can also call us in studio 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. Share with us your views and opinion on what we have for you today. We are going for a short musical break. We'll be right back, and then I'll come close up, round up everything that we had for discussion from the beginning up until now. We'll be listening to the sounds of Davido. Eagle FM, good morning.
Maybe before we go to Davido or whatever. So, good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you, Uncle Buena. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Unfortunately, I become a very indistinct learner these days. Losing track of your timetable.
No, it's fine. It happens sometime.
Yeah, so otherwise, how are you doing?
I'm good, Uncle Buena. How are you?
We thank God. I know you always minister to us issues that really bring peace issues, lessons that we need to
learn.
You know, the warning mm-hmm. in our life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, especially, I heard you mentioning about funeral, and, also emotional impact and issues of that nature.
Mm-hmm. I was actually talking about why do we find that we spend more money on the debts than taking people out of poverty. Let me say, for example, you'd find that there's a contribution that's always, a group that's always created for contributions. And now, within a week, a certain amount, even up to 50,000 has been contributed to bury this loved one. But then someone that needs financial help in terms of maybe registration, tuition fee, or startup capital, it's a whole struggle just to even give $2,000. It takes time to get that money. So why, and again, the same person that you have failed to contribute for to go back to school or to pay for graduation or for what so not, decides to commit suicide right now. That same amount they needed will be contributed within 2 days or even a day.
Less, even lesser than that amount, because the registration is just how much, Maybe you can go with 5,000 and less than that, and you know the prospects of that particular person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think these are the teachings that we do not really think the value.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to the way our social and economic situation in our country, in our families, within ourselves,
mm-hmm.
because these are the family members who are there.
Mm.
And that's why it's important that we really learn and learn some of these things and learn really how to really deal with this issue.
Mm.
Because, and you know, it is not only in the funeral, it's even in a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
The weddings and all these other things, if you do not contribute, people look at you as if maybe you are stingy, or you are not cooperative. But the moment, maybe we don't bring up those ideas.
Mm.
They can also be brought up during the funeral. When you finish, family members always stay behind, they talk, even though you are in that mood of mourning, weeping, after you have buried, and sometimes you have meeting and say, yes, this is what we have contributed, and how many of your canis, your nephews, and all those people who are, vulnerable, maybe in terms of, deprived from economic opportunities, academic opportunities, and things like that. So maybe you should start thinking about speaking to those things, bringing about those topics.
Mm-hmm.
If it's necessary, you can just have them, as you are talking about, yes, people, because they always send people who have contributed, who have run, they don't even think about those other work that have been done in this logistic at home.
Mm-hmm.
They think of the one apparently who has contributed, who has transported the thing and all these other things. Fine, we thank God for their effort.
Mm-hmm.
But let's maybe be engaging in the conversation of those nature and say, now here we are. Can we not raise even a 20,000 for the trust?
Mm-hmm.
And even the way you sustain it, it's not unlike, it come uneventually, unplanned and things like that. I don't know, I think bring those conversations, wedding and all these things so that we can take care of ourselves
mm-hmm.
and our children and our families and everybody.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you very much, Uncle Buana.
God bless. Next time, you say France is coming what time?
He's from 1 to 4.
Oh, France is coming from 1 to 4.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much.
The one for the mind matter for Helmut, that's a different topic.
Mind matters is it's after when I'm done, then it will be mind matters with Mike.
Mind matters with that's a big mic.
Yes, but it will be but he won't be in. It will be a repeated show because he's not in.
Oh, no problem. It's still very important. The repeated things are given emphasis for us to stick.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I can always, good you have told me so that I can couple something there because I don't think I've missed some of this, most of this lecture.
Mm-hmm.
So I can squeeze something there to do the thing and while I'm waiting for the live ones.
All right.
Because I like live music. I mean, live
shows. Program. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful weekend.
The same to you, ma'am.
All right. Bye-bye.
God bless. Mm.
All right. My time has come to the end. I thought I had enough time, but let me just round up and then close up with the music that I was busy playing before our caller came through, and then we'll proceed to the next program that we have, that is Mind Matters. Now, rounding up everything that I have said from the beginning up until now, it's just to say that let's try to do everything equally. You know, yes, everything's not done equally, but let's try by all means to just meet everything halfway. Like I said at the beginning, a funeral is not planned for, you know, some events are not planned for. Okay, let me say funerals are not planned for, but a wedding and all such is planned for, and assistance of family members when they need assistance, it's also planned for, because it's something that it's said in advance, you know. It's something that, let me say, for example, like I said, it's graduation season, and someone has an outstanding fee that they need to pay up in order for them to graduate. So obviously they have maybe asked from the beginning already, from maybe last year, December, or this year, January, that they have an outstanding fee of maybe $5,000, and they need to pay it up before they graduate, in order for them to graduate. So, this is something that obviously the family knows that we have to, contribute up for this, you know. But then if it's a funeral, it's very fast to bring up that certain amount. But this person also needs this amount to also now, you know, graduate, become someone, get a job, even if it's not what they have studied, but as long as they earn an income to also now be able to also meet their family halfway with whatever problem they would find them also finding themselves into and all that. So let's try to prioritize, also in assisting, and not only just trying to, try to impress the world or the town or the village that you are able to have the best out of this, best of the best funeral and all that. And then you end up being in a financial distress and all that. So let's try to do things according to our pockets. Yes, you want to send your loved one with respect and with love, but don't try to do everything to get yourself into a financial distress as a family, just to prove to the village people, to the town, the neighbors, that you are able to do so, and then at the end of the day you are in debt and all that. So it's exactly 3 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock. My time has come to the end. We shall meet again next week, Saturday, same time, same place. And that's on Eagle FM, number one talk radio station. I'll be now closing up and signing out, and we shall meet again. Enjoy the weekend. Take care. Share the love. Show the love. If you are facing any problem, please, ending your life is not the solution. If you know, there's so many things happening now, couples killing each other, domestic violence, so many things are happening. But hurting someone or committing suicide or killing someone is not the solution. If you are finding yourself in a situation, find someone who you can talk to, rather than finding yourself whereby it's either you end up in the grave or you end up being closed behind bars. So please, let's be safe. Let's not drink and drive. If you know that you are under the influence of alcohol, please just call someone to pick you up, or just find a better solution than finding yourself being arrested or getting a ticket with so much money that you end up, you know, you spent $200 in drinking that drink, and then now you end up going to pay thousands for something that just cost you $200. Or if you know that you want that drink, rather take it and get home, drink it while you're at home, knowing that you are home and not going to drive anywhere, you know. So from me, Francina, it's a goodbye. I love you all. We shall meet again next week. Enjoy your weekend, and let's take care of ourselves.